Radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, everybody. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you live with 50,000 watts of power. Well, we're almost live, but 50,000 watts of power up and down the coast, not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on good night, out to the desert. And we're heard on iymoney.com, all the podcasts, commercial-free on Monday. And time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He's a marathon runner, very accomplished. He's a philanthropist. He's a best-selling author. And he's a family office expert advising many high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you?
I am marvelous. Getting ready to run a half marathon.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow morning. Big Sur.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's... And then, of course, you have your big turkey trot coming up in Oceanside, right?
Yeah, I got about 15,000 people coming over for Thanksgiving.
That's right. Thanksgiving Day. I think we're going to invite our guests. You'll give them a comp ticket for that, I think. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay, a nice low number and everything. But anyway, let's get right to it. We've got a terrific guest, and I'm so glad we have a woman as a guest because we're on the verge of having the first woman in history be chairperson, I guess, of the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. But our guest for this half of the show is... She's a president and CEO of American National Investments. She's as well as the Love Surf brand, which we'll get in more to a little bit later. But she's also the owner and proprietor of a very successful restaurant that she resurrected in Pacific Beach called the Patio on Lamont Street, or the Patio on Lamont. And she's on the verge of opening up her second one in Mission Hills. And we'll talk all about that with our special guest, Gina Champion. Kane, Gina, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Anyway, where do we begin? I guess you went to University of Michigan. Were you born back east or?
I was born and raised in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Ann Arbor, and went to University of Michigan, correct?
I did.
Maybe the basketball team will do well this year.
Oh no, be nice.
But then, how did you find your way to San Diego?
Well, I had to get out of the cold. And this minute I graduated, I couldn't get on a plane fast enough. A one-way ticket on Braniff Airlines, which I believe went out of business the week after.
Oh, they had nice seats, though, didn't they? Jeez. Nice big leather seats.
They did. It was wonderful. But it brought me to San Diego, so that was good.
Did you immediately graduate and move here, or had you come here for prior visits or something, or how did you find out about San Diego?
I had never been here, but I had was sent a video from one of the law schools and said, wow, I think I'm going to go to law school there. Just they had sailboats in the bay and bikinis on the beach, and I said, I think I need to live there.
Oh, okay. So you went to law school here. Which one did you attend?
I went to California Western School of Law, and then I went to the University of San Diego for an MBA.
That would be my alma mater as well.
Now, Richard graduated there in accounting. You know of an award that Gina received, right? So let's hear about
I believe Arthur Hughes bestowed upon you a very prestigious award a number of years ago, maybe early 2000s, is my memory right?
That's right. How did you know that?
I'm really connected up there. Which means I write a lot of checks.
And Arthur Hughes was the president of University of San Diego for
what was that award again, Gina?
It was a Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And his name was Arthur, like the book writer,
Arthur. Yeah. Like King Arthur, yeah. But Arthur, like writing a book author.
Okay. Well, maybe.
You enjoy your time at USD?
I loved it.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Love being a Torero. I'm still a big supporter up there as well. I sit on the board of the Real Estate Institute, and we started a master's in science and real estate program there, and it's a wonderful group.
Are you amazed at how much that campus has grown? I mean, I look up at it now. I mean, it's unbelievable. The building, it seems like the building's sprouting up every 6 months. There's a new building, it seems, right?
Not bad for being relatively landlocked. So, mm-hmm. it's really grown, and it's a lovely, lovely campus.
It really is. There's a lot of neat that.
Yeah, so I was reading everything you do. Do you have like 36-hour days? Is that your secret?
Well, I don't sleep much, that's for sure.
Okay.
Now, the dog thing. For people that are at the patio, people are allowed to bring dogs at the outdoor seating. What prompted you to institute that policy, and when did you become such a dog lover?
Well, I've always been a dog lover. I grew up in the Midwest, and we've always had dogs, and I'm a Golden Retriever fan. The dogs of choice for me, I always have Goldens in my life, and I've always been frustrated over the fact that many places in San Diego County are not dog friendly, and it always surprises me because so many people own dogs in San Diego. And I was traveling once in Carmel by the Sea up in...
I'll be there tomorrow.
My favorite place on earth, Big Sur and Carmel.
I'm running the Big Sur Half Marathon, but I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
I've run that four times now.
Nice.
It's a great marathon. It's actually a quick half marathon, but it's because you're right around the coast.
I think because you're so distracted by the beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, back to doggies, because I got three. So.
Well, I do too. Well, I had three, and I now I'm down to two, unfortunately. But I always have loved dogs. And when I went up to Carmel, I noticed that all of the hospitality areas and in the restaurants allow dogs. And their people are happy up there. They're relaxed. They always have a smile on their face. And I know it's not just because of the lovely scenery. They have their best friend with them at all times. They always have their companion. And I thought, you know, San Diego needs to be better about being a dog-friendly place. And that's what started this whole Love Surf brand of hospitality, which the patio branded restaurant is going to be. It's a Love Surf branded restaurant. And that carries forth the dog, the pet loving.
I think I even saw there's a restaurant in New York, I believe, that allows you go to a formal dining room and bring your dog. And I mean, they give them gourmet food right along with you. But that's I don't think we're ready for that here. But that's
well, Carmel actually has a hotel that is dog friendly. I believe it used to be owned by a famous
Doris Day.
Doris Day, that's right.
Called the Cypress Inn.
That's Cypress Inn. We've stayed there before. But we were there, and somebody brought their two cats. So as you might imagine, when they brought the two cats down for breakfast with all the dogs in attendance, it was really interesting.
I've been there for their happy hours, where you'll see all types of dogs sitting next to their companion, their owner, sipping on a libation. It's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny, that's right.
But so after law school, we jumped ahead quite a bit here. What happened after law school here? What because you got involved with real estate, apparently, and
I did. And it wasn't a very fun time to be part of real estate. It wasn't doing very well. Mm-hmm. But that was a good thing for me because I learned how to manage distressed real estate and how to redevelop distressed real estate and how to try to breathe new life into old things. Mm. One of the large projects I had worked on with a big company that I worked for in the past was La Jolla Village Square Shopping Center. And we were able to take that old tired mall and flip it inside out and do one of the first power centers and value-oriented centers in San Diego County. And, of course, it was a huge success.
I always confused the two. Is that the one with the Whole Foods or is that the one with the Trader Joe's?
It's the one with the Trader Joe's.
Okay.
And that had been an old mall, an interior mall at one point.
Yeah.
May Center Mall. They used to say that if you ever wanted to be lonely at Christmas, you'd go there because that Santa was the most pathetic Santa because no one would ever go. It had a hard life. It had to compete when UTC opened. It
was
really
underweight and everything.
Yeah,
and
he was very sad. He was a very sad Santa.
Joe, he was just a fit Santa. You know, he wasn't overweight. That's important, right?
Well, now you look at the AMC 12 La Jolla up there, folks. You got it. They've got the reclining seats and they're priced a little bit under the other luxury theaters. I don't know if you've seen any movies up there lately, but. It is really and they even have a cocktail lounge in the lobby. So
yeah, pretty smart. It was a great center, and that we've done really well. It did really well.
Yeah, good. Well, that's the way you do it. You know, it's like Horton Plaza when that first went in. It really was an acquired taste. I didn't like the way it looked, and it was all one color. And then somebody must have brought Disney in or whatever, because all of a sudden all these colors started erupting all over the place, and the pennants and banners. I go, well, now this is pretty cool place. Looks like a Dr. Seuss scene out of a Dr. Seuss book or whatever. So, don't you agree with that, Richard?
I think it's pretty.
Well,
I go down there a lot.
But anyway, we got to take a break right now. We'll come right back with Gina Champion Kane right after this, so hang on. All right, we're back with myself, Joe Vecchio, Richard Musio, CPA, my co-host, and our guest, Gina Champion Kane. You could hear this podcast and all our podcasts at iymoney.com Monday, and we take out all the commercials, so it goes a lot quicker. And back to you, Richard.
It does indeed. Hey, Gina, can you expand a little bit on what the Love Surf brand is and everything that's under that umbrella, so to speak?
Sure. Thank you for asking. The Love Surf brand came out of a vision that I had staying at the beach with my dogs and in vacation rentals. And I thought this vacation rental business needs to be run in a better way. It's been historically a mom-and-pop industry. And you'd usually rent places at the beach that used grandma's furniture from, 1962 and just chipped plates and carpet that should never be still there and so on and so forth. And I thought there has to be better ways to do this. So I went out, embarked on this, buying these cottages, single family homes, no condos. Because I wanted to be able to have little yard areas, and the whole notion was to make these dog and pet friendly. We've had people that bring cats as well, and I think somebody lady brought a bird once. But it's typically dogs. People travel with their dogs quite frequently, and it's really becoming more of a trend. You know that, notice that by many of the hotels are also allowing people to bring their dogs. We don't discriminate against size or breed or anything, so you can bring your dog.
Ooh, I may have a tenant for you, my God. Okay.
Well, good. Yeah. You get a referral fee.
Good.
So we went through, we redecorated them, put hard surfaces throughout, made them quite lovely, and we provide a lot of amenities that many places don't. We have free Wi-Fi, which many places do, but we when you walk in, you have fresh coffee beans and teas, and we have food waiting for you in the refrigerator, and wine, and we go all out. Everything is very high-end. We supply fluffy robes. We, you name it, we've had beach cruisers and boogie boards, and it literally is turnkey. All you have to do is bring your swimsuit and your running clothes and have a great time.
Wow.
So and bring your pets, because we have dog beds and dog food. And
what's the website for that if people want to shop around and or refer? Is it
thank you. It's www.love, and that's luv-surf.com.
Love-luv-surf.com. Okay, very good, very good. Well, that's a great new approach, because you're right. Some of these vacation rentals are, you know, not.
Well, and the whole approach really was to run it like a hotel. We offer concierge service. We truly run them as a hotel. And part of that is, as a hotel, I trademarked the logo. And I decided to, we were leaving ball caps and tank tops and sweatshirts and robes for our guests. And they take them back with them. And said, geez, our daughter really loved that T-shirt. Can we buy it? So, of course, being the chronic entrepreneur that I am, I said, oh, this is a business. I'm going to now start a retail line with this logo, and it expanded into a little Heart Surf logo that I also have a trademark pending, and we are now have a store on Mission Boulevard, a little surf shop on Mission Boulevard in Mission
that.
Beach.
3816 Mission. What's the cross street there? Do we know?
San Jose Place and Salem Court.
There you go.
And we have parking, free parking, which is very rare in Mission Beach. So please come on down. It's a darling store. We have, again, pet accessories, women's. We call it après surf wear. So it's not for the hardcore surfer, but it's, you know, from when you get out of the water to flip-flops and sundresses and ball caps and yoga pants. And
very cool.
Really, really cute. So that, we wanted to offer a full approach to your stay when you stay at one of our facilities. Right now, we're just in Mission Beach. We hope to go up the coast. So we have Love San Diego Surf. We'd love to have Love Carmel Surf, Love Santa Barbara Surf, Love Malibu Surf, and take it from there. The Patio restaurant brand is a Love Surf branded restaurant, and we hope to have patio locations in every beach market where we have Love Surf rentals.
And then, of course, if your guests leave and forget to buy some T-shirts, they can go to luvlovesurfretail.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I just stumbled upon that myself, Richard.
That's good. And you've got plans for a second restaurant, too.
My little
Oh, yes. In fact, I am already, it's in the works. We've signed our lease. We are moving ahead.
Located where?
This is the one in Mission Hills, correct?
Mission Hills.
Tell us about that.
It's called the Patio on Goldfinch, and it's between Washington and Fort Stockton in beautiful Mission Hills.
Next to Lefty's up there, right?
Next to Lefty's.
Yeah. These are big undertakings. I read, I mean, you have to hire a contractor, designers, architect, I mean, all kinds of people, right, to put a team together to do one of these, right? I mean, that's what you did at the one on Pacific Beach. How many people were involved in just the redesign and reopening of that location?
Oh, wow. A lot of people were involved in that. It was a real collective effort.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even tell you. It's amazing how many people are involved in a project like that.
But you're open every day. What? No, you don't close Monday, or you're
open 7 days a week. We open for lunch Monday through Friday at 11, and we never close. So we offer food all day long. In fact, our kitchen doesn't even close until 11 o'clock at night. Dinner starts at 5, but we do have a modified menu from 3 to 5, which is our our happy hour menu.
Well, that's
and
cool.
So and could, then keep the kitchen open late, which
is
nice.
You come in and have a late lunch. A lot of times you go to a place and, oh, we just have these happy hour menu. We're just a few things here. But that's great to know you're serving all day, all night.
All day, all night. And we also have brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, opened at 9 a.m. Great brunch.
Whoa. There we go. Great Bloody Marys, I take it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, to check that out.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out for sure. So what's your vision for San Diego in business 5-10 years down the road? I mean, how do you see the landscape that we'll be sitting here in town?
Well, I really have high hopes for San Diego. I think that a lot of that is going to come from, obviously, our public leaders, but also there has to be community involvement, public-private partnerships. And I think that San Diego really has an opportunity to take control of its destiny. And if we can bring the politicians and the public agencies on board to work collectively, we can solve some of these issues that you were talking about with Nathan earlier, of homelessness and affordable housing without having to raise taxes and do all of that. I mean, there is an opportunity for us as community leaders and our political leaders.
Yeah, I like the idea with the lifeguard, sir, using the Toyota dealership or whomever. I mean, I don't mind seeing a little advertising on a beach vehicle if it's going to help pay for things, right?
I agree.
You know, stuff like that. What other things did you have in mind, though, as far as public-private, with let's say homeless? How could we, you have a thought on that?
I think you have a lot of public land. You have a lot of public agencies in cities that have excess land that they, instead of selling it off, do some of these arrangements with affordable housing developers that can build affordable housing on some of these tracks. And instead of gouging and trying to get as much in terms of fees and taxes and pricing for this land, have these public agencies remain in these deals, because then that provides cash flow to them. They can sign 99-year long-term land leases, and that will enable affordable development to happen and keep housing costs down for those that
you bring
that
up
need
a good point. You know, I've heard Nathan Fletcher in prior speaking engagements mention the new stadium issue, and he also talked about I always say we got to talk about the current stadium location and what's going to happen there. And he says maybe we could get some moderate pricing homes, moderately priced homes, or low to middle income housing down there, along with some other things. But so that's a thought. They got a lot of land down there.
Well, you know, you're talking to recovered a real estate developer, so I have no fear of developing and putting density in areas that I think warrant it. I think the current stadium site is a no-brainer to redo a new
trolley right
stadium.
There, right?
And I think it should be a mixed-use development. I think it should be creative and do a lot more than just provide a stadium.
Call me a dreamer. I'd love to see farmers markets in some of these open-air markets like they have in Europe, like Munich and Vienna. I was there a few years ago, and they're really interesting. And we could be open all year round. They're not even they have winters there. We don't.
You're exactly right.
But anyway, we've got to wrap it up here, though, right, Richard?
Gina, thanks so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate you having you with us, and we'll get down to the patio, both of them.
I've been there. It's excellent.
Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah, so
absolutely. Anyway,
thank you, Justin Hart, our sound engineer, for making us sound terrific. Thank you to Craig Blanke, our senior account executive. Thank you to Nathan Fletcher for being our guest at the Open tonight. And thank you to Dave Sniff, our programming genius. You have a great week, everybody.
And get out and vote.
That's right. Get out and vote. We'll see you next week right here on It's Your Money and Your Life. Good night.